There's lots.
It's time to get on or get off. Play some bandwagon.
Bandwagon. Let's go.
All right, Sean. Well, I know my daughter is going to be really happy about this. McDonald's is bringing back the snack wrap. It's been 10 years.
Man.
Although I did notice it has an increased price from 10 years ago.
Inflation.
McDonald's bringing back the snack wrap nationwide as of today. You get a McCrispy chicken strip with your choice of spicy pepper sauce or ranch. It's got some lettuce. It's got some ches. $2.99. It's kind of creating the wrap wars, where now Popeyes is offering a free chicken wrap and Sonic is now introducing new wraps. McDonald's is bringing the snack wrap back as part of its overall strategy to offer more things on its value menu, alongside like the spicy McMuffin. So it's been a decade of fans online petitioning to get McDonald's to bring back the snack wrap. It's finally back. So tortilla shell, lettuce, cheddar and Monterey Jack, a McChicken crispy strip, and your choice of the spicy pepper or the ranch. They will be $2.99. And,
Hey, what was the price 10 years ago?
Like $1.29.
Mm.
So they came out in 2006, and they discontinued them in 2016. They claimed they weren't selling enough. Meanwhile, like, the whole country was like, bring this back, you morons. Why did you... Like, when Taco Bell decided to discontinue the Mexican pizza. So, this was a very popular, like, quickie-type thing you could get. It was a smaller item. It's not the big, heavy burgers or anything like that. And it's back, and it's back as of today. Sean... this was once one of the most popular items on the menu. It's finally back after 10 years. You're going to go get one from Mickey D's, on or off the bandwagon?
I know you have to ask me because, well, you just have to. But you know my stance on this. One, I'm off the bandwagon. I never knew it left. I mean.
But now you know.
Now I know.
Knowing is half the battle.
What is this, a chicken wrap?
It's the chicken snack wrap.
Okay. I won't be getting one because I never go to McDonald's. It doesn't sound good. The brief little picture that I saw you scroll past, it didn't really look good to me. I would call it snack crap. And because you invoked the Mexican pizza via Taco Bell, which I ordered one time by recommendation of one Chris Santiago, and then I wanted to die. It was disgusting.
You didn't like the Mexican pizza?
No, it looked like
so good.
It looked like somebody took a giant dump in a cardboard box and served it to me.
Oh, then it was right up your alley.
It was horrible. I think I didn't even eat a bite because it just looked like so bad. But anyway, I'm off the bandwagon.
I want some Taco Bell now.
Ass. Chris, your turn.
I'm on, man. I mean, it's been years since I've had this. This is probably one of my go-tos, that and the hot and spicy, especially at McDonald's. And you know what? I tried the Popeyes one. It was okay.
Was there actual chicken in it, or yes. Was it just all breading?
No, there was actual chicken, but it's just, it didn't hit the same like the one from McDonald's. So I'm excited for this. I'm definitely going to go get one. I don't know when, but I will.
I've had Popeyes once. When they brought out like that chicken sandwich and like yeah. It was sold out. You couldn't I went and I got a chicken sandwich. I'm not sure I ate any chicken. I mean, I ate like bread and I ate a lot of breading, but I'm not entirely sure I saw any chicken. I didn't go back.
You got to go back.
Why? It's ass.
It's good.
It's ass.
Y'all crazy. Popeyes
is
good.
You know what I can do? I can go to Chick-fil-A and get, wait for it, chicken.
Oh.
You know, Popeyes used to go off, but it depends, like, on which one you go to.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Because, you know, some of them has some slaps that work there that could care less about, like, food quality.
Literally every Popeyes in the country.
When I first moved up to the one that I used to go to in the Lake Houston area, it was awesome.
I mean, I guess you could go to Popeyes and, like, see a brawl.
But I don't go to it anymore because I've discovered that there's not one, but two Frenchie's chickens, like, nearby.
Dude, they just opened a Frenchie's in Katy. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good. Good. Good job by them. Yeah, they're awesome. Best fried chicken in this region. I haven't found anything better than Frenchie's, and I don't think I will. Frenchie's, shout out to you.
But we will be going back to Mickey D's because my daughter likes the snack wrap. And in a pinch... it's close, and it's cheap. So yes, there'll be snack wraps, and if we're lucky, there will be McFlurries.
In a pinch, if you want to eat something that's gonna make you clench, snack wrap.
Get one now, Sean Bajani. Haters Incorporated. All right, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? So what would you say if I told you that Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara, where there's smoke, there's fire?
Good job, Tom. Look at you go, boy.
So apparently, Tom and Sofia are having a little summer fling. They're not saying they're dating. They're not saying it's romance. It's just a summer fling. Tom and Sophia, both single, claiming they're not a couple, but they are having fun going through Europe with a handful of other celebrities. A week ago, they were hanging out together on a super yacht with the likes of Martha Stewart and Kendall Jenner,
man,
and Naomi Campbell and Kate Hudson. And actually, a woman that Thomas had a fling with before, Arena Shake.
Martha Stewart is 83, and she is partying on a freaking yacht with Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara.
Because she's rich and she's a badass and exactly. She's the best cook on there.
Where the hell was Snoop Dogg? Was Snoop Dogg there?
Snoop can't cook.
Him and Martha are like,
but he can roll one.
To the hip, yeah. Man.
So Tom apparently moved his seat on the yacht to get next to Sophia, and Sophia's posting pictures of them, and somebody named Jay Balvin, that I have no idea who the hell that is, came by to say hello.
He's a music artist in the Latino community.
Reports say that this is a summer romance, but they're trying to deny that it's romance. Tom hasn't had a quote real relationship since divorcing Giselle, who left him for the karate instructor. Apparently Tom has been in Europe for a little bit now. He was one of the bigger partiers at the Jeff Bezos wedding in Venice, which apparently may have had a lot of bros. Tom was there on a yacht with his 12-year-old daughter in Ibiza when, Sophia was there. By the way, Sofia Vergara is, like, stupid crazy hot. This is the power couple we need. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
Off the bandwagon. I don't need it. I don't care. She's hot. I don't like listening to her talk. She has a weird, deep voice for being so hot. But she's very sexy. You know, if she whispered, I think it would be very, very sexy. But when she talks like in a real normal voice, just kind of like a bleh. You know, I was thinking, how come other famous people can't get like starstruck, like in people outside of their industry? You know, Sofia Vergara like is maybe thinking like, man, I'm on a boat with Tom Brady. Hell yeah, I'm going to snap pictures and try to sit next to this guy and talk to this guy. Like, why does that have to be a thing? Maybe Sofia Vergara is just like geeking out over the fact that it's Tom Brady. So maybe that's like a part of it or the whole thing. I don't know. But you know what? I don't need there to be a couple. I don't need there to be like a future. Like if Tom's just trying to get it in, Man, Sofia Vergara. Boom.
Pretty sure he's heard anything on that.
Salma Hayek. Bada bing. You know, who would be the trifecta in terms of like super hot Latina ladies that Tom Brady could smash?
Rosie Perez.
Boom. Trifecta. That'd be a good one. And Rosalind Sanchez. Boom. There you go. So I'm off the bandwagon. I don't need this in my life, but it's fun to hear about.
I'm on, you know. This is what we need. We need Tom Brady to have a girlfriend that, what do you guys think? Y'all think she's better looking than his ex-wife?
Hell yeah.
Okay, yeah, good. I mean, imagine Tom Brady shows up with Sophia. His ex-wife is there with a yoga instructor. Who cares? Man, shout out to Tom Brady. Do it, dog.
See, I need Tom to get his upgrade. I need Tom to get his upgrade from his miserable, unhappy, ungrateful ex.
You think Sofia Vergara's better looking than Giselle?
Hell yeah.
No way.
Dude, you're
prime Sofia Vergara? Voluptuous, very sexy, different kind of appeal.
You mean, yeah, like looks different than she does now? Because she does not.
I'm looking at a picture. I mean, she's aged, but man, Giselle
is aged.
Man, she's hot.
Giselle also, you know, like in her prime, basically looked like somebody who is a starving child from Africa.
Giselle, age. How old is Giselle? 44.
44.
44, ladies and gentlemen. That's me. Yeah. Let's go.
I will choose Sofia Vergara every single day.
To each his own, sir. By the way, I'll co-sign Rob Torres on YouTube. Martha Stewart was smoking hot back in the day. Yep, in the black and whites, she was smoking hot back in the day. So was Betty White way back in the 30s.
In the day.
Way back in the day.
That is the bandwagon.
Look at you being conscious of the time. How about that? Responsible radio host, you.